This is Party Line.
Everybody's voting for the friendly voice of radio, the people's choice. Music, weather, sports, and news, it's radio. The people choose.
WILO, Frankfort, Indiana.
Every day making a difference.
You know that thing you need?
Which one? A vacation? New golf clubs? A lawnmower?
Don't charge it. Save for it. When there's something you're saving for, saving is our thing. Encompass Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA. Every day, making a difference.
Making a difference. Every day.
WILOTV.com is live and archived for your viewing pleasure. Live and worldwide coverage of debates, fairs, parades, festivals, local sports, and more. All broadcasts are archived, so you can access what is convenient for you. Right now is a good time to check out this past year's events. Plus, be listening for us to add to our scheduled lineup with more television coverage for Clinton County from the radio station that's not afraid to use a camera. WILO.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Casper Media is a member of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world get together regularly and trade ideas on how to serve our communities and help our listeners. Casper Media has been a member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991 and has even hosted the Idea Bank Convention over the years. Casper Media is proud to be a daily contributor to the International Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Keeping you covered during severe weather for over 60 years. When you need to know, use WILO. The WILO weather team brings its expertise, resources, and experience to be there when you need us. Thunderstorms, blizzards, delays, cancellations, hail and tornado events, heat advisories, and more. WILO has even surveyed tornado damage when a small 4.0 earthquake struck Clinton County. The station you can depend on, WILO.
This is Party Line on WILO AM and FM. Phone lines are open. Locally call 659-3338 or call toll-free in Kokomo and Lafayette at 1-800-447-4463. Now, let's rejoin Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome back to Party Line. Our sponsors are Wealthy Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. We're now being joined by our in-studio guest, who's Larry Price. And Larry is the chairman for the upcoming Rotary Centennial Celebration. Larry, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Ken.
So what are all we going to have happen on Friday night coming out at Arborwood?
Oh, we're having a great celebration. We're going to, as you said, it's our 100th anniversary, and which is actually for our Frankfort Rotary Club, actually May the 1st, 1919. So... Friday night, we're going to have a dinner celebration starting at 5:30 with a reception, dinner at 6:30. We're going to have two or three speakers. They're going to be talking about some of the history of Frankfort Rotary Club. And then we're also having Greg Yank, who is a Rotary International Director. There's 15 international directors, and he's one of them in our area, and he's going to be speaking just about Rotary and what the effects that and what Rotary has for us in the world and things that they're doing. So he's going to give us a broader perspective of Rotary and then tie our Frankfort Rotary Club in with international activities. So it's going to be a great night.
Now, you guys have done an awful lot in the years that this thing's been going. Just talk about some of the bigger items that you guys have been involved with out there.
Probably going back as far, I started in this club in 1977, but I think for a long time, even before that, Rotary was associated with and ran the Rotary Baseball league, and it was out there in the TPA Park. It's Joe T. Doan, Butch Doan's dad, actually started or was a big factor in getting that started and running that. And so that's one of our big projects that's still going on. They still have baseball leagues out there, and so that's one of our long-standing projects. But some of the things that we've done, we've done dictionaries. We hand out dictionaries every October to the all the third graders in the county. So we've got four school districts that we hand out dictionaries to. We've put park benches in the square, and we're going to be adding more of those, I think, this next year. One thing that's really great is we actually purchased ovens. They're out at the YMCA, so they could enhance their food lunch program for all the kids in the summertime. So that was a big big help to the YMCA and the Boys and Girls Club that sponsors that. We sponsored the backpack program, and we've refurbished the caboose out there at the TPA Park. But this year, for the last 10 years or so, we've been putting money back for a project for our 100th anniversary. And we ended up donating to the city $20,000 that's going towards that splash park in the new Prairie Creek Park. So we're really enthused and glad to be doing that. But that's going to be a great thing for the downtown, and we were enthused and excited about being able to contribute to that.
You know, a lot of things that you've talked about basically are for the kids, but you don't just do just kids. You do for adults as well.
We contribute to the Frankfort Library, the Boys and Girls Club. I don't know specifically adult things, but
I was thinking, like, you know, to me, Rotary's always been known as the one as trying to eradicate polio, and I know that's
right.
That to me, that I suppose that could be called an adult type of thing more so than a kid type of thing.
Well, yeah, that's the international thing. Since 1979, Rotary has been the leader in trying to eradicate polio that was worldwide at that time. It's now down to three countries. Last year, there was only 17 cases in three countries. So we're almost at the end of eradicating polio throughout the world. But helping children. Basically giving children that vaccine, vaccinating children, right, so they won't have polio when they grow up.
But what was the reason behind getting dictionaries for the kids? I mean, you put that to third grade. I know it's been a big thing. It's gone on for years around here. But do you remember what the reason was behind, you know, doing, why give the kids dictionaries at that age?
No. Something that has worked out with the school systems. They thought third graders were the right age to be looking at dictionaries and to be using them. They use those in the third grade at that time. And even today, you would think, well, third graders would probably just want to be looking them up on their mobile device. But the teachers say they still want kids to have, and the kids like to have, a small pocket dictionary. So it's a great thing.
You know, to me, I'm not against dictionaries, and in fact, I love dictionaries, but also I think another thing would be good is they have a thesaurus, because that also gives them another words they can also learn to use that's associated with the word they're trying to look up.
Right. I agree. Maybe that's good for the fifth or sixth grade.
Maybe.
Or junior high, whatever. So,
how many people you got in your club now?
I think it's around 55. And we've almost doubled our membership in the last 4 or 5 years. We've been really working on membership drive. And our club used to have like 80, 90 members some time ago, but a lot of them were factory managers, school teachers, principals, things like that. It's just very hard for those people to be members of Rotary and clubs because they're so busy.
Yeah, another thing, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like most of the Rotary Club was a little bit on the older side and compared, but now it seems like you're getting a lot more younger people involved with Rotary now than what you've ever had in the past.
Absolutely, absolutely. And our motto, Rotary itself, is service above self. So we're trying to look for individuals that are interested in serving our community, whether it be youth or individuals. We've done cleanup projects. We've helped paint things. We do a lot of projects for the community, but service. And it doesn't necessarily have to be big projects. It could be small projects. Mm-hmm. Last year, we went down Jackson Street, and there was four of us and two of us on either side of Jackson Street from Walnut all the way down to Blue Green Meadows. We basically trimmed all the suckers that were coming out of the trees along the Jackson Street. So it was just a project. They just got to be looking really ratty. So we just cleaned up that. So it's just one of those things that didn't take a lot, but it just helps improve.
When you talk about projects, I've asked a couple of people about this. Is that if and when when Prairie Creek Park is built, who would be the good people to try and clean up Prairie Creek Park throughout? I mean, the actual river, the creek itself.
Yeah, that's actually a county drainage area. So there's been talk of having walkways through there, and that it's just a narrow ditch. That's a complicated thing. It's very expensive. It could be done, but a lot of things like that are in wider sort of streams or rivers and not a ditch. But there still can be some things done to help the flow and make it look a little bit better. But I think that project is very, very expensive for the payback.
You guys were talking about doing the splash pad for Prairie Creek Park. What are the kind of projects would you think would be good right now for you guys to go ahead and do?
Oh, boy. I'm not on the board, and so I don't know. Richard Greeno is our current president, and Jason Wilhite is going to be our next president. I don't know what they've had in mind, but
anything you'd like to see done? I'm not trying to get you adopted as the chairman or doing it, so I'm just trying to say, what would be good to have out there.
No, I think the city, the mayor has been very proactive of improving a lot of the infrastructure in our city as well as other things. But I like to see the city, and we could possibly help with that, but the sidewalks are really, really a lot in pretty bad shape, and there's some good sections, but there's a lot of bad sections. But Rotary could maybe help do some cleanup of some of that stuff, but we can't really physically actually put new sidewalks in.
Also, I know you particularly have been a big proponent of the bikeways and the walkways.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys even get involved with that a little bit, or is that something you just want to just keep going on the side?
No, we want to keep doing that, and that's probably one of the things that when you would ask about adults, the walkways that we have in Frankfort as well as a few of them out in the county, and then the bikeways are more for adults than they are our children. But we're going to continue to do that, and that's we actually put up the signs. But Healthy Communities is the organization that actually developed those and then bought the signage, and then Rotary basically put those signs up for that.
How big of a deal is it for you guys to get the get a speaker like Greg Yank? I know Richard had the Rotary International president in here earlier this year. How big of a deal is that for you guys?
Oh, it's big. It's hard to get somebody like that to come. So we started our committee started that about 8 months ago, and he's very well known. He's a speaker within the Rotary district. He actually is in charge of two districts. So a very good speaker. And we were thinking about maybe trying to get the Rotary International president to come to ours. But we thought this Greg Yank would be just as effective and very entertaining to the individuals that are going to be there at the dinner.
Now, the dinner is basically going to be on an invitation, basically only thing,
correct,
right?
Correct, yeah. We've sent out invitations to our course, our current Rotarians, past Rotarians. We've sent them out to other clubs in our district, and we've got a number of people from our district and other clubs that are coming, as well as some special guests. But yes, it's by invitation only, and it's pretty well closed because we've actually got the numbers, and it's Friday night is when the, so we're pretty much set for our dinner.
So that thing's going to be from 5:30 till whenever?
Probably about 8:30,
okay.
9 o'clock, something like that.
Okay.
So it's going to be neat. It's going to be neat.
But you're going to be out there at Arborwood, one of the best places in town to go eat.
Yeah. I think Tom Ransom is going to do a 20-minute historical talk. And Tom goes back quite a ways. His dad was a Rotarian Rawl. And he's got a 20-minute talk about the history of the Frankfurt Rotary Club with slides, and he does a very good job. So I think that's going to be one of the highlights too. So the mayor is going to do a proclamation. So it's going to be a great night.
You guys are going to be the toast of the town on Friday night.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
I'm going to go ahead and take a break here for a second. Our sponsors are Wealthy Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and Clinton County Daily News.com. We'll be right back.
At Milner Community Healthcare, we're blessed to be a part of restoring people's lives every day. From our loving and dedicated nursing team to our highly skilled therapist, Milner is your place for short-term rehabilitation. We treat a wide range of conditions using clinical programs proven to get the best results. Our goal is the same as yours, to get you back to good health and home as quickly as possible. Make the right choice for your recovery. Choose Milner Community Healthcare.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, where common sense meets dollars and cents.
That's what happens with physical paper. Money is a transaction. You're handing them money. They keep it. They hand you the item or the service, and you get to keep that. There was a trade. But when you hand them plastic, they give you the plastic back. But you need to realize what's happening psychologically. There was no trade. There was no transaction. You got to keep your plastic, and you took their stuff. See how that works emotionally? It changes everything.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 4 to 5 on WILO.
Casper Media is a member of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world get together regularly and trade ideas on how to serve our communities and help our listeners. Casper Media has been a member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991 and has even hosted the Idea Bank Convention over the years. Casper Media is proud to be a daily contributor to the International Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Let's get back to Party Line. If there's something on your mind or you have a question for our guest, call us toll-free at 1-800-447-4463 or locally 659-3338. Now let's rejoin Party Line on WILO AM and FM.
Welcome back to Party Line. Our sponsors are Wealthy Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, along with ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Our in-studio guest is Larry Price, who's going to be the chairman for the upcoming centennial celebration. It's coming up Friday at 5:30 out at the Arborwood, which would be a lot of fun for a lot of people. We're just talking during the break. You know, clubs kind of get a bad name to a certain extent because they don't say a whole lot of what they're doing. And is that a reason why do you think that maybe that they don't get a bad name or maybe they don't have as many people involved sometimes as what they do or don't have?
Yeah, I don't think it's as much as having a bad name because I don't think any of the clubs that we have in the city or county have a bad name. I think it's we don't always tell our story and get our story out. And even when we're doing a small project, we really let the public know that Rotarians did this. And so that's part of our problem. But that's also a way of attracting new people, because it's been found that millennials especially want to be part of organizations that are doing something, not just having a lunch or a dinner or a breakfast and a program and go home. They want to be part of a group that's doing something. So that's what we're trying to do, to be more responsible and more involved in our community and make people feel better, and us being more effective in our community.
You know, as I was telling you, I don't mind. I wouldn't mind being a member of more clubs. I just don't. One, I don't have the time, and two, I think when I went to clubs, I always thought I should go ahead and cover it like a regular meeting, which is what I've always done in the past and been able to. But that, for whatever reasons, doesn't happen. So
yeah.
So anyway, who are the movers and shakers with you guys now, as far as the presidents and who's on the board and all that kind of stuff?
Well, like I said, Richard is our current president, and we got Jason coming up, and we got Doug Montgomery is going to be after him for president, and then my wife Carol is in line after that. But
you guys have got him set up for the next 5-6 years,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, right. That's good, because sometimes it's hard to get somebody to take the role of being president. And like any good organization, it's not necessarily just the president. It's all the people that they have surrounding that president and doing things. And then the president just is basically the orchestra leader, so to speak.
Now, you guys meet, what, once a week?
Once a week at Arborwood on Thursday at noon, right mm-hmm. there in the lower level.
And you always have a program to go along with it, don't you?
Most of the time, yeah.
Right. What, can you just talk about? I know you've had nickel plate flats in there a couple times. You've had a couple other things. Just talk about some of the programs that you've had in there that really might kind of pique people's interest and maybe want to become a Rotarian.
Oh gosh, well, we're having actually this next week. We're having Kelly Braverman from the hospital. She's going to be giving us an update on what's happening with the hospital. Uh-huh. Let's see. We've had. We've had a program about the Senior Olympics. That was a couple weeks ago. A lot of things. Then we had the speech contest. That's not it hasn't been too long since that happened. I can't remember right offhand to some of the programs, but we try to have different organizations or companies within our community talk about and bring us up to date on what's going on.
So. And also the ones that I have been at to, or been to have been the ones that have got big projects coming along that just kind of trying to make this community a lot better than what it already is.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And especially, as I said, I was there with Nickel Plate Flats. I know Kelly will probably be talking about IU Health, and then there's a lot of good things going on in this community, that's for sure right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So it's on the move, and it's great. It's you need to. You can't stand still. You either got to move forward or go backwards. So,
you know, I take it you don't want to see this community go backwards anymore.
Oh no. It's a great community. It's in a great spot between Lafayette and Indianapolis, but we've got a great downtown. The county is blessed with great farm ground, but also a lot of industry, and they complement each other. And when the economy is down, agriculture is there to support it, and vice versa. So it's a great place.
With everything that's coming up, it keeps you guys going, keeps you busy, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And of course, I also know you're involved with the airport quite a little bit as well. That's a lot of good things going on out there.
Oh yeah, we've got that new terminal that's just been finished, and so they're having a they'll be announcing this, but they're going to have an open house May the 18th, mm-hmm. and have a pancake breakfast starting at 8 o'clock, and that's going to be an open house for anybody who wants to come out and see the new terminal building, and that's from 8 to 2. So it'll be a nice open house.
So I take it most of these projects that we've got going on in this town, like, you know, Prairie Creek Park and, you know, the hospital and the airport, something we really haven't talked about yet, and it's something that's going to most likely happen is the new pool out of TPA Park. That's something else that we're going to be getting here soon, we hope.
Right, right. And that's needed. It really is needed. I know at one time in the past, there was a thought that with the old pool, that just to basically stop it, fill it in, and not have a pool. But luckily, that went forward, and it is an expense to the city, but it's also an amenity, no different than the golf course is.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, what are, besides this dinner and something like that, what else do you guys kind of do on your bigger events on a yearly basis? What are some of those events?
We have an installation of officers, usually the around the end of June, because July 1st is the start of our physical year for Rotary International as well as for Frankfurt Rotary. Sometimes we have a Valentine's dance. But most of the time it's just regular meetings, or we are getting ready for our Italian buffet, which is our big fundraiser, which we just had here about 3 weeks ago.
Did that go over well?
Yeah, it went out pretty well. So we do some other fundraisers, but that's our big one. So,
any other kind of fundraisers you want to mention, or just let that one, let them go, just announce them as they come?
Well, we serve ice cream at the Hot Dog Festival, and Glover's Ice Cream is there, so we serve that up, and that's always been very popular. We're right next to the hot dog tent, and let's see, we... those, I think, are all those the two big fundraisers we normally do.
And do you guys do much with the fair when it comes around?
No, we're not involved with that. At least we haven't been asked, but yeah. We haven't been
maybe
involved.
I just put the bug out for somebody to go ask you guys.
Yeah.
If anybody is wanting to join the Rotary, how would, and if they're not real sure, what would you tell them would be maybe a way to persuade people to join the Rotary?
Well, to come to the meeting. You don't necessarily have to be invited by a member. We meet out at Arbor Wood at 12 o'clock in the lower level, and come out there and have a great lunch. Arbor Shoops cater that, and it's a great lunch, and see what the program's like. And we do have brochures that we can give them to talk about the activities that we've done, a little bit about our history, what the club is, and then see if you want to join and be a member.
Are clubs, in your mind, are clubs kind of declining? Because it seems like there's only like a handful, say three or four, really, in this community.
Well, overall, clubs are. I mean, country clubs, service clubs, individuals these days don't want to belong. They want to be part of an organization, but they don't want to be a member. And that's nationwide. Churches even have that. So we're seeing churches that have more participants, but they're not necessarily becoming members. And there's, for our club and Rotary International, we used to have attendance requirements. Now we don't have to have attendance requirements. So if you're only able to be there once every three or four meetings or five meetings, that's okay. It's up to you. We would hope that people would become a little bit more involved in that. But some people, you know, for various reasons, can't be there very much. But attendance is part of that. But people just don't seem to want to be part of an organization. They want to just be able to go from one area to the other. It's like the country club out there. It used to have people that would come out there every Friday night and have dinner. Well, now people want to eat dinner at different places. So, and that's the way it is in big cities as well as small communities.
You know, then the other thing of it is that it seems like some of these, you know, younger groups, they may want to do some things, but maybe they want publicity in a different way. You know, because they don't necessarily, you know, I don't want to say I was part of a Rotary, or I don't want to say I was part of the Kiwanis or whatever. I want to say we went ahead and did this. And that's it seems like they kind of want a different kind of recognition now than what everybody used to have in the past. So
Yeah. But I think it still goes back to what research has said, that they just want to make themselves feel like they're making a contribution to the community, whether it's cleaning up or it's helping children read. Programs, develop reading, or learn how to garden, or adults to learn a second language, or whatever. It's just I'm making a difference, and I don't necessarily have to be patted on the back or be seen publicly for doing that.
And if anybody wants to really get involved, we got our community cleanup. It's coming up here in another week or so. And then there's a lot of stuff that could be written right there, too.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Anything else you want to add about the Rotary or besides the?
I would like to acknowledge the the members of my committee that have helped out, and my wife Carol has done a lot to help out this celebration. Troy Bacon's been very instrumental in getting our slides and history together. Tom Ransom, as I said, is going to be doing the historical presentation of that. Kirsten Clark, Kathy Martin, and Travis Sheets are all been part of our group. So we've been meeting for about 8 months now, and I think we've got an interesting thing.
You guys, and just that group of people that you just mentioned, that's a wide selection of a lot of different things, isn't it?
Right. And some of them have been members for a long time, and some of them are new members. So trying to get the new members involved with the program, too. So.
Okay. Sure, you're looking forward to Friday night, but I'm sure you're looking forward to, it's a big undertaking, but I'm sure you're looking forward to doing it.
Right, absolutely.
Okay, anything else you want to add before I turn you loose?
No, I think that's great, and we appreciate you asking me to come on, and Rotary is a great organization. We hope people are looking into that to become a member.
Okay, it's the Rotary Centennial Celebration, comes up Friday at 5:30 out at Arborwood. As I said, that's an invitation meeting or dinner, I should say. But it's the 100 years of Art Rotary, which it should be commended for all the stuff it's done. Larry Price is the chairman of that. Larry, thanks much for coming in. Greatly appreciate it.
Thank you, Ken.
All right. That's going to do it for the show today. Our sponsors have been Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, along with ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Everybody have a great day. Take good care of yourselves, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO.